Hi everyone and welcome to Take 10 for Torah number 674. I hope you all are well. Today is election day and as a matter of fact, Take 10 for Torah number 6, which was 4 years ago, was about, the title was Vote, just like today's. But I decided, I listened to that one, and although I want to talk about the same topic, not precisely in the same way, and it seems that I talk faster these days and am able to put more content in. Not everybody's happy with that, and I'm sorry about that. But to whatever extent possible, hopefully we'll be able to get something out of today's 10 to be able to understand better what our role is today as we vote. So we know the Psukim in Yirmiyahu, Perek Chaf Tes, talk about what's going to be one day when we are in Gullus, we are in exile. And so while you might think we're not supposed to settle, we're not supposed to get too involved, the Pasuk says, Ko Amar Hashem Tzvos, Elokei Yisrael, L'chol HaGullus Shergleisim Yerushalayim Bavela, he addresses all of the people, wherever they are, in exile, in diaspora, Benu Batim, Meshevu, build houses and dwell on them, Benitu Ganos, Ve'ichlu as Pirion, and plant gardens, orchards, eat their fruits, kichunashem v'holi dubanim, etc., get married, have children, have families, and finally, not only should you settle there, because it's going to take some time before you get back, v'dirshu es shlom ha'ir asher glesi eschem shama, and seek out the peace and the safety of the city, or the country, or the domain in which you live, v'hispalel ba'ada, and pray on its behalf al Hashem, ki v'shloma yelechem shalom. Because in its peace, there will be peace for you. So the first part about settling down, okay, you might have thought religiously, I don't know, maybe we're not supposed to settle down so much, we should keep sand in our shoes or something, while we're in Gullus, we should be pained, we shouldn't do life normally, but no, the Pasuk says we are supposed to. And then it says, wherever you are going to go and live amongst the nations of the world, you should be praying for them, and dear Shubu Shlomo, you should seek their peace. And here the reason is pragmatic. Just Yelechem Shalom. Yeah, we want to have peace as well. And we know that if we are not headed up by a government that is in peace, we will be caught up in the fray. The Mitzudas David says, like he quotes the Chazal, I'll show you in a moment, that says, Mespal B'Shalom Shlomachos. Mishkan Mesachazavos Parakimu Mishna Beis. Reb Chanina Sgan HaKohanim Omer. He says, Havi Mespal B'Shalom Shlomachos. We should pray for the peace of the kingdom that we are in. Why? He explains, She'el Mali Mora'a, for not for the fear that exists of the kingdom. Ish Ezra'eyu Chayim Bla'o, a person would swallow one another. Rashi explains, that's why we always, and throughout history, it seems to be more than just pragmatics, but on Sukkot we would bring the Shivim Parim, the 70 animals which were brought on Sukkot in descending order, because we want, and each one of those 70 corresponded to one of the nations of the world, we would always be praying on their behalf. Doesn't only sound, I mean, it's practical in that we believe in government. We believe that law and order must be kept. We believe in shoftim v'shotrim, titein lecha b'chol she'arecha. Not only in our gates, we need police and administrators. We need people in government. Government is something that we respect. Government is something that is important. The Rav Avadya Bar Tanura, says that when it says in Chabakuk v'tase adam kidgei hayam, that man is made like the fish of the sea. What does that mean? It's the same thing that we see in this Mishnah, the reference of the biggest fish swallow the smallest. And if we were left to our own devices, we would also, as our Mishnah says, Hagadol mechavero bolea eschavero. One who is greater than the other will just swallow up the other. And thankfully for government, that it keeps the order. Okay? Now, Rabbeinu Yonah on these words, you know, this might sound like some sort of liberal perspective over here, but it's Rabbeinu Yonah. He says, Ratza Lomar, what this means here in this Mishnah is, Shiesh la'adam lehispalel al shalom kol ha'olam. He's not just talking about government. He's saying we should be praying for everybody in the world. We'll hit sta'er al tsar shel acherim. And we should be bothered by the pain that is felt by others. That's what tzaddikim do, he goes on to explain, he goes on to bring psukim to prove it. That is the goal. B'shloma shel malchus, when there's shalom in the malchus, there's shalom in the world. The malchus should feel confident, the malchus should not feel under attack, because we don't want wars, we don't want strife, we will live best if there is no strife. Beis HaBechira, the Meiri, says on this Mishnah, Chayav Adam L'Espal Shloma Shel Malchus, He says, because if we don't have Merah Shal Malchus, the intimidation that's created by government, Ishes Re'eu Chaim Balanu, we will be, I don't know if he's adding something in that letter, we will swallow each other. It's not just them, it's us. You know, we also need the governmental assistant sometimes to follow the rules as we should. Okay, Tiferes Yisrael mentions how it's interesting. It doesn't say the Melech, it says the Malchus. It seems to be larger than just davening for any one person. We're davening for the condition of government. We want things to be stable. We want things to be okay. And that's the value. I think tomorrow we'll probably focus a little bit more on the tefillah that we say. But for today, let's focus on the principle behind it. Meiri elsewhere says, "V'lo sof davar b'malchus Yisrael." Don't think that this is only referring to the Jewish kingdom. Ela afila b'shal umos ha'olam, even the malchus of the other nations. Shari afila ha'Torah ramzu b'hakravas ayin param. We should be davening for everyone, like we daven for the like we have the 70 karbanos on Sukkot. So I know what we're going to say, but what if I fundamentally disagree with the government? And again, I'm not talking about anything particular, but it's obviously a question we might have. We might principally disagree with things that are going on. How can we pray on behalf of a government? And so this has always been a good question. The Gemara in Shabbos says something really fascinating. The Gemara in Shabbos says, V'amar Rav b'machsi amar Rav Cham bar Gurya amar Rav. Im yu kol hayamim diyo, if all of the seas were ink, v'agamim kol nusim, and the swamps were quills, v'shamayim yirios, and the skies were parchment. Adam Lavlerin, and everybody, all humans, were scribes. Meaning, we had enough materials, we had enough scribes. Ein masfikin lichtov chalola shel rishus. It would not be enough to write about the depth of government of those in charge. What are we talking about? So the Gemara brings a pasuk to make the point. Rashi explains, Omek liban. The depth of what's going on in their minds. Shehut tzarech lios lo leiv lekama medinos. They have to have concentration on many countries. Lemas hakotzov, to the taxes, or lekama melchamos, or lekama mishpatim, whatever ongoing wars there are, and whatever the laws are. The hakol biyom echad. And all that's on one day. So as overwhelming as leadership is, the Gemara is saying that governmental leadership is very, very difficult. There's a lot going on. And so, fascinating, but the Gemara in Shabbos wants to tell us, it seems, that we should maybe give the benefit of the doubt. The Meiri says so explicitly. The Meiri understands this Gemara, v'lo yaharher achareim. One should not wonder about them. One should not, think and always be negative about what the government says or what the government produces. Even if you see things that you think that they're doing that are not appropriate. Give them the benefit of the doubt. Kamosha ef shalo, to the extent possible. Shlo nitna kavanosam liyos no das l'shaita. And because it's really hard to know what's going on behind the scenes. And so therefore, the Gemara says, in this way, if we had all of the materials to be able to compose everything that was going on in their minds, it wouldn't do it, because there's just too much. Now, it's not clear to me exactly how to apply what we're learning to these days. You know, does that mean we can never second-guess government? Of course we can second-guess government. Sometimes there are things that we can know. Maybe things are more transparent than they once were. But then again, obviously there are things that are not so transparent. But the Mida over here, and again, the government that they're talking about in the 13th century, that they're talking about in the time of the Gemara, we're not necessarily talking about the transparency that we have nowadays. And even so, the governments were probably like somewhat more negative and a little bit less kind to particularly the Jewish residents in those domains. But still, the sentiment that we seem to see here is one of tolerance, of understanding, of working with the government, davening on its behalf, because ultimately it's in our best interests. The Avudraham takes this to the next level. The Avudraham says, "V'nohagu levarech es hamelech." There should be a blessing for the king. So instead of just praying on behalf, he articulates that specifically there should be a blessing. That he vanquish his enemies. Okay, so now there are some sort of questions that you might imagine that are going to exist, which I guess we'll talk about tomorrow. We'll continue this and discuss this tomorrow. Why or how are we supposed to daven for our king when there are probably Jews in other places as well, davening for their king. So we're going to discuss some of these issues and the practical applications. I guess, you know, it's voting week. Hopefully decisions and determinations will be arrived at very soon and very peacefully, and all should be well in this country and in all countries. And may our participation in this process and our good hopes and our wishes for Tfilos, that things be successful and be peaceful, be heard by the one ultimately in charge above. Have a great day. Don't forget to vote.